Hi friends, this is Mangala Pratap and Muralidharan talking from India. Today I'm going to talk to you about optimize your resources. How do you optimize your resources when you have challenges all the time? Friends, only when we face challenges we can optimize resources. And we are resourceful only when we accelerate talent building. We are resourceful only when there is a crisis in managing all that we have. And we should have a crisis management team available on all occasions. So we need to create solution seekers within our organizational team everywhere. Whenever there's a crisis, immediately you will find somebody to find solutions. Or you need to have solution finders within the team in case any sort of challenges crop up, they could find a solution for you. There could be a legal solution seekers. You could have legal luminaries working with you. Or you may have psychologists working with you. Or you may have management consultants working with you. Or you may have other business consultants working with you. Or you have academic consultants working with you. Friends, what are we supposed to do in terms of optimizing our resources is to understand the time that we consume to accomplish the best. And can we review each of these processes that we do for a specific task accomplishment? Do we really analyze the skill profile of every individual who is in fact working that in a problem scenario? And do we really know that each of them has the best skills that they can possibly make use of? Are they capable of doing the best? Is there anything that we can do or to outsmart the problem makers? So that is when you need to really plan, not just the time consumption, also the strategic inputs and the streamlining of the talents and macro skill building processes, and also increasing the infrastructure facilities or empowering people with new facilities, training them further to come up with macro solutions and micro solutions, and helping the team to interact better. So they interact well, they are in comfort zone, they could possibly be focused better than what they have been. So learning to accelerate team building process is one of the things that we have to really work on. So learning happens only when there is reflection. So even in micro skill building processes or optimizing our resources, we are expected to learn from one another. We need to understand the challenges that we face in the organization, in every department, and we'll have to identify solutions. It could be short-term solutions or mid-term solutions or long-term solutions, but you'll have to create a handbook of solutions. And you need to also record the problem scenarios and the solutions that the problem scenario demanded. And what sort of problems that you had in execution. And this could be available as a workshop for the new employees or those who aspire to become the leaders in the organization. So that possibly gives them innovative inputs. Or they can stand on the shoulders of others to look at the solutions. So I will always say reflection and team learning could be the best tools to accelerate our talent building. And talent building is done properly, then there is a precision planning which might take place quickly, but for which analysis is quite important. So your business analytics are to work all the time to see where you go wrong, what sort of gaps exist, how do you overcome those problem scenarios. And you should also look at the kind of resources which you have failed to use. Maximize the use of those resources. But remember, either you identify the task which is suitable or create new tasks or start up a new ventures or begin new ways of rebuilding your image, rebuilding your brand, restructuring your organization. And I'm sure you can absolutely optimize your resources with the right consultation and creative reflection and critical reflection. And every one of us is capable of optimizing all the resources that we have. See, we may have a large number of team resources, which we may not be using it. So for which we need to really identify the mind mapping technique, analyze every individual in a team, look at what they have and what they don't have, and have a clear planning. And you should create a blueprint of what they have and what they don't have, and make sure that you can do the best with all that you have. I'm sure you can do the best in future with all this. I wish you all success. If you want to know more about me, visit me at www.poetmanglapratabhan.blogspot.com. That is www.poetmanglapratabhan.blogspot.com. This particular podcast is listened by people in 39 countries. I wish you can share this podcast with like-minded people across the globe. Wish you all success. Have a great day. Enjoy your day. Bye-bye. See you.